we must really buckle up and remain in the Committee of Nations, that emancipate humanity. We must be our brother's keepers. We must work with integrity, honesty, and purposeful resource. The whole world is languishing in wars and rumors of wars and cataclysm. We must come together to rescue the less privileged, those ravaged by war, those who are killed by hunger and destitution. We must come together as a global world to help one another. We should not look onto the skin of humanity. Blood runs through every human being, and we are created by God with inalienable right to live a loving life, to live a satisfying life, to work earnestly and honestly to earn your living, to help those who have nobody to help them. We are created by one God. Despite various differences in religion and attachments, we must know that there is a living God. Non nihil nihil fit is a Latin word that says nothing moves except something moves it. If there is no creation, the world will not be in place. And according to the Bible, He created the universe with only voice, only words. That's why words are wonderful. Same time, when you use words that are creative and not destructive. We must put into cognizance that we are living beings. I must know that every other living thing, including animals, should have their own place. God said, I've created you. Go and multiply and subdue the earth, not subdue ourselves. So, brothers in the world, we are urging every human being to respect one another. Let this greed and avarice disappear from our midst, so that this world will be a livable place. At least for now, we should have it in the back of our minds that the world going into turmoil is as a result of greed and avarice. This is necessitated by most of the countries of the world having completely exhausted the God-given inheritance, have resorted to rushing to Africa, where the land of honey flowing is evident, and trying to set countries at dagger's drawn, so that as they are fighting themselves, they will continue to ravage and plunder the wealth of African nations. We must also know that whatever goes up must come down. The law of gravity, if you throw something up, it must come down. Whatever you do to your neighbor, it will be done unto you. You must know that there's a karmic law, whether we believe it or not. So we should guard against all this ill-treatment of humanity by humanity. Let us come together and forge a common front and live a world that God created with everything unimaginable to make us live comfortably and remember Him. And what we owe Him is obeisance, homage, prayers, praising Him, because we cannot really give God anything. We can't offer Him anything. We can't offer Him food or money. But all that we have today is from Him. So why not be grateful? Gratefulness multiplies. Gratefulness multiplies. When you are grateful, you are bound to get more. Like even human beings, when you ask somebody something and they give it to you, If you thank him next time, if you do, he will give you, because knowing that you are ever grateful. These are the things that the whole world should imbibe and know that we have to live together as a people. And those that need help will be helped. Children, the aged, the people who are disabled in our midst is not by their own making, but we have to carry people along as we sojourn on this planet. Because at the end, you will give account of your stewardship. And that is a reality. We must come together and unite and fight hunger and disease. See, the whole world is now embroiled with this pandemic. And God is showing us something and telling us that he is the Alpha and the Omega. We must bow down to him and obey him so that he will take this plague away and we shall continue our normal life. This message is prophetic, but it hinges on humanity throwing away rancor, criticism, avarice, and drums of wars, which you have been beating because we think we have everything. We have power, we have energy, we have money. Knowing that there is always that super, the supernatural power, the Almighty God, Yahweh, Elohim, he is the man God. Through Jesus Christ, he gave us, he died for us because of our sins, to restore humanity to come to his grace. Because without his grace, we cannot really exist. God is a loving God. He forgives and he kills as well. But let us come together and do him obeisance. And know that whatever we plant, we must reap. This is a known fact. You do not go far away to find it. If you do not plant, you cannot reap. Teach your children, the Bible said, the way they should go, and when they grow up, they shall not depart from it. And it says in Matthew 7:7, ask, you shall receive, knock, it shall be opened unto you, seek, you shall find. These are the words of God in the Bible, and it works till today. We have to make our minds think positively and ask God that which we need so that we can spread our hands like Christ did on the cross. He welcomed even those who were instrumental to his death. So why can't we forgive one another? Why can't we do things that will make us be remembered? People are remembered. In the history of the world, people are remembered for the part they played to emancipate humanity or to destroy humanity or to do things that is worth recognizing. The scientists, those who created certain things that make life livable, those that created things that make life comfortable. We have history of those who perpetrated evil, like Hitler, Mussolini, and the host of them that are known for creating havoc and death. And we are people in the lives of Nelson Mandela, Kwame Nkrumah, George Washington, Mahatma Gandhi. All these are great men. And even Martin Luther King Jr., all these are great men that history can never forget. This is in the area of politics. In the area of religion, we cannot forget our Mother Teresa. In the area of music, there are a host of them. In the area of sciences, you cannot forget Albert Einstein and a host of them, so innumerable to mention. But let us come together as a people and wage war against tyranny, disease, hunger, an absolute power grabbing that make African nations degrading up to today, because once they cling to power, they never give up, and they use it with impunity to destroy the less privileged, to destroy the opponents. But at the end, they will pay back triplefold. There's no two ways about it. The duality of nature makes it mandatory that whatever we give shall come back. We have two eyes, two ears, two legs, two hands, nose, head, everything we have is in pairs. The duality of nature. That to tell you that God knows that when we use two hands to wash, it becomes clean. One hand cannot wash itself. And when he created Adam, he was lonely. All the animals he created, none of them could fit his purpose. So he said, when he created the whole world, they found everything perfect, but they found Adam lonely. Hence, he made him to sleep. And out of his rib, he created a woman for him, and they called the woman his bone of the bones. So let us, humanity as a people, come together to fight this war of attrition, war of destruction, war of greed and avarice, and come together to enjoy what God has bequeathed to us on this planet Earth, which is interminable. It cannot finish, because he's a God of infinity, ad infinitum. Thank you. Well, this time around, I want to mention something simply about integrity. When we are given charge of any responsibility, we must do it with integrity and clearness. We must do it in a way that if we are doing anything that belongs to us, we take care of it perfectly and without hindrances. Credibility is important in life. Accountability is important in public and in family affairs. If we train our children as they go to school and come back, and do the chores in the house and do their lessons and we heard them, they are looking upon us as their parents to see our behaviors. Our behavioral sciences indicate that whatever children see is what they do and they learn. That is why if we want to emancipate and grow and find prosperity, we must resort like the life of children. A child will see the fire and we want to jump into it because he does not know that it hurts. So humanity should come out in full breath to see the world as a place that we can make a livable place. Avoid thinking that everything is risk. Risk is a thing of the mind. We created in our minds. And in our minds, we believe that whatever we do is right. We have a proverb in our language that whatever a person does, he thinks is right, except somebody else tells him it is not right. And right and wrong is a thing of the mind and thought. But basically, you know when something is good, it's good. And when something is wrong, it's wrong. Even though in psychology, all these things are the things you have to determine by yourself. Except you put your finger on a fire, you will not know it's hurting, because as humanity, we do not know that we are building a time bomb. Except we know that is a time bomb, we will continue to wallow in darkness, trying to create things that will destroy humanity. try to create things that decimate our progress. But it behooves us to know that we have to create an integrity environment, teach people how to work and earn a living, how to create things, because we are co-creators. Like God gave us the power to create and do things that we emancipate our fellow human beings. As we come up every morning, we must pray. Those who think that prayer is wrong, you must obey nature. Kneel down, obey the God you serve. But as far as I'm concerned, there is only one living God, Yahweh, Elohim, El Shaddai, the God of our fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as recorded in the Bible. God is a faithful God. God is a powerful God. God is all-knowing, omniscient, omnipotent, omniscience, omnipotent, omniscience, omniscience. So we must know that living in this world, we must continue to strive and work hard to make sure that the environment is clean, good, and serviceable. Let us clean it as we go along. Let our children understand that there is integrity in life. Working hard is a progress. Working hard is a norm. Doing things the way it should be is a norm. Do the right thing. Know that going to school is important because you learn from going to school. You learn from communicating with people. You learn from communicating with your peers. You learn from your teachers. You learn from your pastors and bishops and pope. You learn from even those you think you do not know. You learn from people you don't know. You learn by communicating with your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your hands. All these are communicating and usable parts of the humanity. We must use them positively. Most importantly, know that whatever you do to yourself, if you do it to another person, that is right. But do unto others what you would like to do unto yourself. So let us garner together and move together as a family. This world is a family now. It's a global world. We must not have a dissenting voice to the voice of reasoning. We must have an acceding voice that says, yes, it is good to be good. Yes, let us make room for those who have no place to go. Let us give food those who have no food. Let us give water those who have no water. Let us give shelter those that have no shelter. Let us help those that are studying to help the world to be a better place. We have areas of sciences. People are building things that will make us have a comfortable life. Do things easily. Do things the way it should be done so that it is a place of love and not of rancor, is a place of interesting living and not a place of deadly place. Let us know that humanity is going to save itself from this planet Earth by planting trees, which give us oxygen as we breathe our carbon dioxide. All ecosystem, all animals, all birds, all the creation of God have their own place and part to play. So we shall give them their pride of place and help to make sure that they play their own part. That is the cycle of life we must follow. Everything in life is cyclical. If I would say, It goes round and comes back. The world is round. That is how the world is trying to tell us that we are born, we grow old, and go back from where we came. This is the nature God made us. But he said in the end, he will come again to raise both the living and the dead, and there will be no more death. So for us to live in this world and enjoy life of eternity, we must prepare it from now as we are living by following those tenets, the commandments that he gave Moses, that they should obey and follow it to the letters, so that we shall all be in his heavenly place at the time when he comes, which I believe, I for one, as the one apostle called, will be part of those who will be with him in his heavenly abode when the time comes. And I sincerely believe that he is going to give us a pride of place, a place of humanly but spiritual. This is a spiritual place where there be no more hunger, no more death, no more marriage. All is something unimaginable. He said, neither the ear, nor the mouth, nor the eyes have seen what the Lord has prepared for those who love him. It's a place that we cannot fathom. We cannot fathom it. The human mind cannot fathom it. We cannot even imagine it. It's unimaginable what he has prepared for those who love him. It's like St. Anthony. He was a faithful servant of God. He obeyed the tenets of the Lord and did things that is remarkable. Let us not be like the devil and his agents who fought the good angels and were driven down from heaven, because that is always the high authority, that God that we think we can play with. We can't play with God. He is the Alpha and Omega. He directs the affairs of humanity. And the devil, on his own part, directs the affairs of the evil ones. Sometimes I pause to ask, why did God give devil chance, give him authority to be trying his own men, to be trying those men that he chose, to let them fall or what? But I cannot question him, because he knows why. Everything he did is perfect. Whatever he does is perfect. Thinking from the human point of view, I ask that question. But God knows why. Everything that happened for a purpose, and for lessons for humanity to learn, and for lessons to those who perpetrate it will regret later and say, had I known. And some of them, after a while, will ask for forgiveness, which is offense is always, but we must also ask for forgiveness. So let us continue as human beings to avoid the thing that we make our fellow human beings be in dejection or be troubled or fall into trauma, but do things that we know when we do it to ourselves, we'll be okay. Let us extend the same to all other family of the world, so that this place shall be a beautiful place. That when God comes, he shall say, yes, you have performed the duty I've given you in the vineyard. It's like the talents given to his servants. The one given five multiplied. The one given two multiplied. The one given one buried it. And when he came back, he said that he knew his master, how wicked he was. So he decided to bury his talent. But the other ones used theirs to multiply. And when the master came back, he said, yes, you who have shown some integrity, you have some understanding, you utilized it well. So for those who more is expected. And those that have little, the little they have were taken away because they did not perform with the little they were given. And those who performed were multiplied. So is life. Do not wait for millions to do anything. Do not wait for thousands to do anything. Whatever you can do, do it now and not tomorrow. And help those you can help. But being shrewd in whatever you are doing is equally important. You have to be shrewd and know what you are doing. There's a time to give. There's a time to take. There's time for work. There's a time for farm. There's a time for harvest. So also is life. Whatever you are doing in life, the time of work, do some work. The time of performing duties that are necessary, perform it. The time of attending to meetings and organizations where you can do some voluntary jobs and work, you do it. And time to eat food, you eat. Time to enjoy, you enjoy. Time to help the less privileged, you help. Time to donate to charity, you donate. Time to preach and tell people what you feel about the world and what you can tell to let people understand, because we are human beings. Sometimes we are reminded, otherwise we continue to perform the same thing every day, which is what we call insanity. Doing the same thing on and on without result is insanity, as postulated by those who are called psychologists. Please let us sing with one voice, Alleluia, Alleluia. Our God is able. He can take care of us if we take care of ourselves. He can take care of those who have given us. Say, none shall be lost that are his, and we are in his flock of those who can never be lost. Thank you, Abba.